This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA is continuing to roll out its plan to combat highly pathogenic avian influenza in poultry flocks. We will hear more from United States Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins next.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
On Thursday, United States Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced funding for research to assist prevention of HPAI.
This morning, we announced that up to $100 million will be available for a funding opportunity to support projects on avian influenza prevention, therapeutics, vaccines, and research.
The emergency funding is available through a competitive process, says Rollins, with applications due May 19th.
USDA is offering a webinar to assist interested applicants in learning more about the funding opportunity and how to submit a proposal on Tuesday, April 1st at 12 p.m. Eastern.
Rollins details the ways in which research for vaccination and other methods of HPAI prevention will improve with the latest round of funding.
Funding is available through a competitive process to for-profit organizations, including manufacturers of vaccines, biologics, and therapeutics, as well as states, universities, livestock producer organizations, and other eligible entities. USDA will prioritize proposals that address one or more of the following. First, development of novel therapeutics to address HPAI in poultry. Second, research to further understand risk pathways of avian influenza for producers and to inform improved biosecurity and response strategies. Better understanding those risk pathways and getting that understanding and realizing what best practices are is a big part of this. And then finally, development of novel vaccines to protect poultry from HPAI while promoting biosecurity will all be part of the research funding opportunity.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.